B-Pod Studios.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
If it's the biggest games in sports, you bet they're talking about it. This is the DraftKings Over-Under Show with the Bankroll Boys on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, hour two of the DraftKings Over-Under Show. We're going to get to the Patriots game in a minute here. Let's just knock out another 1 o'clock game, Dan. I think we did most of it except for the Saints and Washington. Washington right now plus one. The Saints coming off that loss a week ago. Actually, no, they lost. They're 2-2 now in the year. Washington's also 2-2 on the season.
So I'm going to be a little square here. Give me the Saints minus 2.5, PP. I know it's not, you know, it's not Lifshad's way. I think it's a good spot for the Saints. I think Washington coming off a truly, ridiculous win in which a game they had no fashion winning. You know what I mean? They should not have won that game. The Saints lose a game in overtime against the Giants. Now they're on the road. I get it. On the road at Washington. I get why everyone is... Why the public is on the Saints, but I also think the Sharps are also on the Saints, and there's a reason this spot has moved from pick'em to minus one, the minus two, to minus 2.5, and that line may end up being 3 by Sunday. I think the Saints are the better team here. I'm not going to try and get too cute with the spot. I think Washington's one win, this one legitimate, their two legit wins are the Giants and the Falcons, and it's just, I know the Saints are, you know, not an elite team or anything like that, but you know, they were in a bad spot last week coming off that win against the Patriots. I think they're in a better spot this week against against the football team. I like them here.
The Saints in the spot, Dan. 1-6 against the spread. Their last 7 meetings versus the Washington football team.
Oh, they're not. It's not the spot. They're just 1-6.
Yeah, they haven't been good.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm going to get it again. It's now a new quarterback for the Saints, a new quarterback for the football team. So I'm kind of throwing out the past trends of this one.
All right, Dan. Cardinals 4-0. They're undefeated. Taking on San Francisco with a rookie quarterback. Jimmy Garoppolo's out this week. So Arizona's been legit, right? I mean, I took the Rams last week. I lost. And again, I backed Sean McVay's history against that team. Kyler Murray is the MVP right now this year. There's no doubt about it, in my opinion. MVP. But look at that dead old number of 5.5 there.
Well, let me ask, what do you like? Let's start with you.
I think it's going to be really hard for a rookie quarterback to go on the road and win in the spot. Win. Now cover. I saw something this week about these two teams. The 49ers, again, that when they play Arizona, not good, 1-5-1. But the underdog, when they meet, 5-0-1 last 6.
Well, there you go. I mean, so that's the difference. Arizona 31st in league against the run so far, and you take a look at the teams that they faced with the good running backs. I mean, James Robinson had a day, Dalvin Cook had a day.
Does that help them though? The fact that teams are running on them and not. Because you can't really pass on them with their pass rush they have.
I mean, I think that, you know. I think it works in both ways for them. I do think that it helps them a little bit. I also think it means that you have to load the box and you're playing single man coverage on the outside. If any of your wide receivers can beat anyone. I mean, Deebo Samuel should have a day. Deebo Samuel, again, it Trey Lance starting. So it's going to be a rookie first start on the road, divisional game. That's always a tough spot to back. I get that. But it's a good running football team with the zone run. They're good, Arizona, in my opinion, is probably the most overrated football team in the NFL right now. Wins on the road to the Titans in the game. I love them in that spot. They beat Minnesota in a game they should have lost. They beat Jacksonville in a game they should have lost. And they were really, really good against the Rams in maybe the worst spot for the Rams all season. So, yeah, I feel like Arizona's just gotten been the beneficiary of just incredible luck so far. I do think that luck runs out. Give me the Niners plus 5.5 in this spot. It's hard to back a rookie here. It's hard. But the rookie is mobile, and the rookie has a good run game, and I think that they're going to be I think the Cardinals are going to continue to, or the Niners are going to continue to have success on the ground. And, you know, all Trey Lance needs to do is take the plays that are there. Don't make any stupid mistakes.
If I'm Trey Lance, I go back to playing, this is a Shanahan thing too, but, you know, student college was a dynamic runner.
Yeah.
I don't want to compare him to like I'm Lamar Jackson, because Lamar Jackson was just a different athlete.
That's different. he's not Michael Vick.
But I mean, he ran though. I mean, I would
very mobile.
I'd let him run around a little bit and see what he can do.
I
out
mean,
there.
He's probably the most mobile. I'd say he's more mobile than Justin Fields. He's probably the most mobile out of the rookie quarterback class. Go.
Justin Fields might be a good one.
Yeah, Fields is pretty similar.
San Francisco has won 3 of their last 4 outright against Arizona.
Yeah, again, I will say I'm not calling for them to win. I just think Arizona's heavily overinflated right now. That number, this number opens 6.5, not 7, 6.5. And, this is definitely sharps versus squares, but 1,000% influential money versus the public.
Steve's on the boat. What's up, Steve?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Good morning. So I was just thinking what you guys were wondering about Washington Saints minus 2.5. So Sean Payton, I think he's 48-26 against the spread off a loss. And I think he's 25-10 on the road in those situations. So I think this is a good spot, especially because Washington's got two big games coming up after this. I think they're against the Chiefs and then Packers. So I was wondering what you guys thought about that. And also, Liv Schatz, Bovada pays. Thank you.
Bovada does not pay. Stop. So you guys got to stop saying that. The site sucks, okay? Don't use them. The end. Enough. Stop. They don't pay out. If the big players, you're betting $100 here, sure. That's fine. They're going to pay you out.
I think Dan's recommending just if you're looking for a payout, don't use Bovada.
Don't use them. There's so many better options. It's really not that difficult. All right, in terms of the game, we already talked about it. We just talked about it. I like the Saints. I agree with also the look ahead spot, but you're Washington. You're not able to look ahead past these teams. But you got to throw out people look at these trends. You got to stop throwing out the Sean Payton trends. You know who his quarterback was? Drew Brees.
Yeah, Hall of Fame.
It's totally different when you have Drew Brees versus Jameis Winston. Again, this is why trends, in my opinion, don't matter as much in situations.
I will
like
tell
this.
You this. I have been very successful this year in the NFL, and last week I went with the trends. I went with the Sean McVay trend, lost. What was the other one I went with last week?
The Tampa Bay trend, lost.
Well, Tampa Bay, I took the over 28. That was my...
Well, no, but you went with the offensive trend.
Yeah, I thought they would score more than 19 points against the Patriots. I did. I lost. And then what was the other? I had the Texans, which we'll get to in a minute here. but just one last one. Vegas, Chicago, dead number of 5. Justin Fields is going to be the quarterback rest of the way. John Gruden's facing some heat this week. They came out flat in the first half. They scored 2 points. A couple touchdowns in the second half. When the Bears are an underdog, dude, they do not play well. So I'm not saying I love Vegas in the spot, but short week for them, rookie quarterback, things kind of line up pretty well for Vegas. But this is a chance for Chicago to go 3-2.
I think this is difficult for Chicago. The Raiders are getting healthier. They're coming off a loss on the road against division opponent. I thought they played much better that second half than they did the first half against LA. I think the Bears. Listen, I think this is going to be a game that the public actually wins. I think the public is going to be on the Raiders. I think they're going to win with the Raiders. The number's up to 6. I think that you're going to see probably both sides of that coin, the sharps and the squares, on Vegas here under a touchdown. It's hard. Listen, Fields was great last week. Well, shouldn't say great. Fields was good last week against a really bad Detroit team. I just think this is a different. I mean, again, the Raiders are no great shakes, but this is a different level of competition than, you know, than the Detroit Lions are. And so this is just, it's hard for me to get up to back the Bears in this spot after I backed them last week. I think I'd probably go Vegas here if I'm choosing this side. I don't know how you feel, Joe. I think it's tough to back Justin Fields here. He was really bad on the road in Cleveland.
Yeah, and again, just in general, they struggle. They struggle as underdogs. So, yeah, I just don't like that number of 5 at all when it comes to the Raiders. And then what are they this week? Like, they got a lot going on there, too.
Oh, yeah, the Gruden thing is a problem.
Not good. Mike's in Marlboro. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
How you doing, bud?
Sorry, I'm kind of switching gears here, but I was wondering what you guys were thinking, if anything, on the Wilder Fury fight tonight. I'm a big Wilder fan. I took him the first two go rounds. Haven't hit on that, obviously, but just wondering what you guys were thinking. He weighed in at 238, heavier than ever. Then we got Fury, who's like almost 280. Just seeing if you guys are touching it at all.
Yeah, man. So I've been on the other side of it. I actually thought Tyson Fury. I've had him the last two fights, and I'm a little hesitant here, Dan, because I think that the fight itself, I think it's been proven that Fury's the better fighter, but I still think Deontay Wilder still has the best knockout punch for heavyweights.
You know me, I love me some Wilder, but
so. I'm gonna listen. This is just, I'm taking a flyer tonight. Deontay Wilder to win is plus 230. That's juicy. I think knockout's the way to go.
I think if you're gonna bet Wilder, I think you have to bet knockout, right? I don't think you're gonna win. You've seen what happens in the match of Fury when it goes any sort of distance whatsoever. I don't think you're gonna win that. So yeah, I mean, I don't think I'm going to bet anything on this game or on this match, I should say. I'm not a boxing guy. That's Joe's thing. Joe knows so much more about this stuff than I do. So, I mean, I don't really have a great opinion. What I can say is the influential money is very much all on Fury, and it's not very close.
So you can get him to win outright, plus 235. If you want a knockout, it's plus 200. So... I'm more on the Wilder side tonight than I've ever been. And it's only because I've watched Tyson Fury in WWE. Like, he's, that dude's like a line stepper.
Dude, I know nothing.
Habitual.
I'm not going to sit here and pretend I know anything. I love watching.
No. The human being.
Oh, the human being.
He's like one of those guys, Dan, that just like, can he walk the straight line? And that's something I'd love to bet on too. Is like he is a interesting cat, and he's at 280 right now.
Yeah,
he's fighting at 280, dude.
That's very heavy. Yeah, you have almost a
50 pound
advantage. Like, what is it, 42?
Like, not for nothing, Wilder, like, they made them stop the fight last time. It was bad.
I know. Listen, I'm a huge Deontay Wilder guy, but I don't think you can beat. I mean, that's a big weight advantage for these guys.
The way to explain it is Wilder has this, like, if you ever played the video game where, like, you can get, like, the extra punch, like, the extra hard knockout punch, he has the hardest knockout punch in boxing. It's just there's a lot of other things he's not good at. But he's a specimen, and he's great. He's a good fighter. Fury, I do think, though, should be go down as one of the best heavyweights, though. He's been a great pound-for-pound heavyweight fighter. How can he do it at 280 tonight? I'm very interested. It's going to be a good one, and it might be worth worth a buy tonight. All right, we get the Patriots and Texans coming up next here on 98.5 The Sports. We'll break all that down next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
is the DraftKings Over Under Show with Joe Murray and Dan Lifschitz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, back here at DraftKings Over Under Show. I'm Joe Murray. Dan Lifschitz is here. And we have a Patriots game. It's Sunday. It's in Houston, where the Patriots have lost their last two, Dan. They're 3-3 in Houston. They're coming off an emotional moral victory, an emotional loss against Tampa Bay a week ago. And when I tell you that they have problems on their offensive line, I mean, Dan, I don't know when's the last time you've strapped on a helmet or anything, but
it's been a nice minute. I don't think I would help, Joe. I think that you might be able to.
I don't. I mean, listen, I'd love to go out there and, you know, get whacked around a little bit. I'm not sure if I'm the guy they want out there this week.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
I don't know if they have one lineman. One lineman right now.
I mean, they have two. Karras played a large majority of that Bucs game.
Andrews is playing.
Yeah, and they benched Wenyu last week for Karras for a while.
I like Karras.
Yeah, I mean they'll have what? Haran will be in there as well. So they'll have three of the five last week. So yeah.
I want to like cover Whitney Merciless. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, no, I get it, but like it's
just, you know.
They're gonna
maybe Corey Cunningham just blitzes right through the middle, you know.
They're gonna have three of the five guys that they had on the line last
realistically
week, right?
Could they have Kajus, Karras, Andrews, and then Ference? And
I don't know. Ference has you know, has played games for this team. Like, is he a great option? No, but he has experience. Like, I think they'll piece it together. I don't think it's gonna be good. I don't think the operation's gonna look clean. And it's why I took the Texans early in the week. I heard that there were some issues with the offensive line, heard COVID stuff. Not to mention, this is a great spot for Houston. Teams that are shut out the week prior, okay, outright, are like, I think, I'm trying to remember the exact stat. I think it's 18-6 against the spread the next week after being shut out, okay, in the last 5 years. So, I mean, it doesn't happen very often. But Houston, you know, they should have been up 3-0 in that game. They don't kick the field goal.
That drove me insane.
Now, Buffalo's going to kill them, okay? But it does change the foundation of that game. Playing with a lead, playing from behind, it's very different. And, look, I'm not here to tell you the Texans are going to put up 40 on the Patriots and they're going to dominate this game. I still think the Patriots find a way to win. I just don't think they're going to cover the spread. It's going to be one of those that's going to be rare. You got it early in the week with me with 10. It's down to 8. I feel that, you know, the Patriots having, you know, some offensive line issues. It's not a great spot coming off the game where they clearly were looking at, you know, for Tampa. And they're still having coaching issues, getting the right number of defenders on the field. And they're still not trusting Mac Jones in big spots. And, you know, I think, again, Bill Belichick versus Davis Mills, it's a mismatch. The defense is going to be mismatched. The pass defense should play well. I just also think that right now maybe we're overrating the defense a little bit. Patriots are probably being a little bit overrated on the number right now. The look ahead number was 7.5 coming to this game, Joe, and now we're at 10, or we were at 10. Now it's back down to 8. I just think Houston's the right side in this one. I think that it's a Houston or nothing spot. How do you feel about the total? 39 and
lowest
a half, Joe.
Total of the season.
Yep. How do you feel about that?
So. This is what I had. I backed the Texans last week. That was a mistake, but I'm going back, and I know it's not an easy decision to do that, but the Patriots sit 27th in yards per pass. They're 29th in yards per rush, and they're only averaging about 17 points per game. So they've only scored more than two touchdowns once, and they rushed for 1 yard or less than 1 yard a week ago. So, like, right there, that's not good. Covering 9 points on the road with a bad offense, it's a lot. The Patriots defense, though, has played, the Dolphins, Jets, and Saints, if you look at it, all bottom half offenses. You mentioned the total. Houston's team total right now is 13.5. They've only managed two red zone trips in their last two games. This is the first home start, though, that they've had a week to prepare. So, like, they've had a whole week to prepare here. But since Mills has taken over, they're averaging 4.5 points per game, 115 yards, and 2.5 turnovers.
Here's the biggest problem for me. The Patriots still can't stop the run. They still can't stop the run. And I'm not saying Mark Ingram is, you know, the Mark Ingram of 10 years ago or whatever. But, I mean, Ingram is still effective. And, I mean, Phillip Lindsay has been effective. And, you know, they're not the great, you know, not the greatest running back tandem in the world, but they've been effective. And I think that, you know, unless the Patriots load the box and make Davis Mills beat them, which, you know, I'm hoping that Belichick actually, you know, schemes that up a little bit. I still think that, you know, Houston will be able to move the ball on them a little bit.
So as bad as the Patriots have run the football, Houston is worse. They're dead last in the league at 3.2 yards per rush.
Okay. So, I mean,
but yeah, no, they should get.
So they maybe not as effective as they thought.
They should attack the run.
That's what I would try and do if I'm Houston early. I would attack through the run, and I'm sure the Patriots will load up the box and make Davis Mills beat them because it's Davis Mills. But again, Davis Mills is a guy who threw, especially his second season in Stanford, I think he threw the 300 yards a game in a Pac-12 conference, which has good defenses. And, you know, he was a guy who, you know, put up a good amount of air yards. Like, he's not like a guy who can't throw. It's just a second-round pick entering his first season in the NFL. A lot of these guys are just not totally prepared for the NFL level yet. That's all.
So when these teams generally meet, they've met 13, their last 13 times, it's gone over the total 9. But the Patriots on the road, their last 5 road games. So what's that? 1 with Mac Jones and the rest with Cam Newton.
Yep.
So they are 5-0 for the under. One of them was obviously most of them were Cam.
Yep.
But the one game, it went under.
Patriots are 4 right now, the under 4-0 this year when the Patriots play.
There you go.
I will also tell you that
the lowest point total of the season. I feel like there's just something to that. Like, is it they think that it is going to go under, or is that like a spot to go over?
Well, how about this? I'll give you a little bit of a clue. Right now, there is 37% of the bet on the over.
Wow.
78% of the money. Mm-hmm. So there is some influential money coming in on that over. You know, I have no true feel on it. It opened at 39. It's up to 39.5. I have no true feel on the total. I think I could see, a 20-10 game, or, you know, I could see a 17-14 game. I think it's going to be lower scoring, but I can still see, you know, both these teams kind of having, you know, I can also see a 24-20 type game. Like, I can also see that. So I'm passing on the total here.
I lean Texans, even though I don't like it at all.
I know it's gross. It's gross. It's a whole
rookie quarterback, first year coach. Those are like my.
I know, and it's against Bill Belichick, who has dominated historically rookie quarterbacks, but. You know, that's with Brady, and you know, yeah, a little different. Although he dominated Herbert last year, I'll give him that.
Speaking of Herbert, they're 2.5-point favorites against Cleveland.
Yeah.
What's going on with Baker Mayfield's shoulder? Is this something to be able to watch out for?
He has a torn left labrum in his left arm. I don't think that that's going to be a major issue. I mean, as long as he can snap the ball and he doesn't try and carry the ball in his left hand, it shouldn't really impact him.
The reason why I like the Browns here is because they're an underdog. But back-to-back weeks right on the road, is that what it is?
Let me ask you, if you had a rank where the Las Vegas Chargers were,
oof,
in terms of rankings in the AFC, where would you put them?
I'd put them near the top, dude. You know why? Herbert really can move the ball. Like, that's the only thing about this game here for me is Herbert can move the ball no matter what.
Okay.
Well, and I know they give up points too, but like they're always in it. It's just if they're not running the football, the Browns, are they even putting up points?
Well, let's go down the list. Let me ask you. Are the Chargers better than the Bills?
No.
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 Okay, so that's one. Are the Chargers better than the Chiefs? I know they won this year. No, they're not.
No.
Come on, let's be serious.
They're not the Chiefs yet. Yeah.
They're not. Are the Chargers better than the Broncos?
I'd say yeah.
I'd say I think so too. Are they better than the Raiders?
Yeah,
I think so too.
Well, they beat them.
Yeah. Are they better than the Ravens?
I'd say yeah.
No way. No, I don't think so. I think you think you would make on a neutral field. You would make you'd make the Chargers a favorite in that spot.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I think I'd probably make Baltimore.
Baltimore did win last week.
I think I'd probably make Baltimore a favorite in that spot. Again, Baltimore's one loss was early to that Vegas team. They've been pretty good since.
Yeah, they blew that game too.
Yeah, they've been pretty good since. Now, okay, so that's three teams. Do you think they're better than the Titans?
Yeah.
I don't think they're better than the Titans. When the Titans,
I think we're at this point, are they a top five team? I'd say yeah.
I don't think they are. I think that right now.
Oh, what are they, top six then?
In my opinion, the Chargers, outside the Broncos and Raiders, because I think that's ridiculous. I think the Chargers are the most
you think they're overrated?
I think the most overrated team in the AFC. Yeah. What do the Chargers do that well?
I think they move the football down.
Okay, they move the football, but Justin Herbert continuously makes massive mistakes.
Eckler has been damn good.
Yep.
Roundtree's been their main guy.
Defensively, I don't love what they've done. They beat two divisional.
So what about this week though? Like against the back to back games for Cleveland on the road, right? They only scored 14 points a week ago against
Minnesota, but they won, and I'd argue that Minnesota has been
home? I'm sorry, was that game at home?
I'd argue that Minnesota, in my opinion, has played better than the Chargers at times of the season, especially if you want to talk about moving the football. I think Minnesota's moved the football better than the Chargers have. Right now, the Chargers' highest output this year is 30, and that was against the Chiefs, who defensively no one believes in right now. They've struggled defensively. They lost to the Cowboys at home in a game that, you know, a lot of people love them. They beat the football team by 4 on the road. Again, I know that was against Fitzpatrick, and you got hurt, so Heinicke came in. And they beat two divisional opponents, which, again, we talked about how divisional games are. I just think I'm very surprised they're a favorite here. Very surprised. Give me the Browns plus 2.5. I think this is, I mean, to me, this is, I'm taking the better football team. I'm taking the better football team. I'm getting the points.
Yeah, I feel that. Yeah. I feel like I like the Browns in the spot getting points. I felt that all along. All right, let's take a quick break, Dan.
Okay.
And then we got two games to go. A nice divisional matchup between the Giants and Dallas and then the Monday night game.
And then Sunday night.
Oh, we forgot the Sunday night game, too. Yep, three more games to go here on the DraftKings Over-Under Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
The show where you never have to hedge your bets.
Get it?
The DraftKings Over-Under Show on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, final segment here of the DraftKings Over-Under Show. 3 games to go. And we got a good one here. Actually, all these games are good. All right, so we get the Giants and Cowboys, Dan. I want to go out on a limb, and I think Trayvon Diggs right now is the defensive player of the year in football.
Yeah, I agree. He's been awesome.
If the Dallas doesn't get those takeaways, to me, they're a struggling football team. And I know their offense has been great. And again, when you get turnovers with that type of offense, that's what makes you a good football team. So let me just give out a few things. I really looked into this game a lot. I love this type of matchup. The Giants as a road on the road, Dan, their last 13 games. So almost a whole season's worth. They're 11-2 against the spread their last 13 games. How well Daniel Jones plays away from MetLife Stadium is incredible. You gotta hear some of these numbers at home, right? He's thrown 14 touchdowns and 16 interceptions. On the road, he's thrown 25 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. It's just his road home numbers are like crazy.
They're Roethlisbergian.
for real, though.
Except inverse, because Roethlisberger used to be horrible on the road and amazing at home.
So, you know, when they're an underdog, dude, they've crushed. But again, divisional underdogs hit at a high rate, right?
Yep.
The Cowboys give up over 6 yards per play, third worst in the NFL. Their run defense ranks 19th, and Saquon Barkley's run the ball better, and the offensive line has been much better for the Giants. The Giants' last 5 games against the NFC East, 5-0. They have struggled against the Cowboys, though, 2-6 against the spread the last 8 meetings. So I'm going divisional game. I think everybody loves the Cowboys. It was 7.5, and I think it's 7 right now.
It is.
Give me 7. Give me the road dog in a divisional game. This is me backing Daniel Jones going on the road. I think this is a good teaser spot for the Cowboys, but I like a divisional game. I can see Cowboys winning by 4.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I tend to agree in terms of what you're talking about with Daniel Jones. Giants 2-0 against the spread so far on the road this year at the football team, and at the Saints 2-0 against the spread, 1-1 straight up. Listen, this is going to be it's a divisional game. We talk about all the time how divisional games in the NFL are just completely different from, you know, non-divisional games and non-conference games. They're just, you know, they're totally different. They're played out different. Teams know each other so well. Regardless of what happens, these, you know, they're used to each other. They play 2 times a year. They get prepped so, you know, almost 50% more than any other team they play. So it is pretty crazy how you know, how these teams are. And I'd say the Giants are the team in this division that just frustrates NFC East opponents more than anyone. They remind me of the Buffalo Bills of like the mid 2000s, or like the late 2010s, I mean, where Buffalo would just be good. They wouldn't be great. They wouldn't make the playoffs, but they'd be good enough to like be in the AFCs and cause problems for the Patriots sometimes. And then, you know, they would dominate Miami. They would all take turns, but that's kind of what the Giants remind me of. They're not ever good enough to do anything seriously, but they cause problems for every other team in their own division. Not that the Patriots division has been all, you know, so fantastic, but yeah, I agree. Divisional dog here on the road. Dallas coming off a really big victory against Carolina. They had a massive second half.
That's something that, remember, the Cowboys sometimes faded in those spots. I used to fade the Cowboys second half all the time.
I wonder if Dallas is for real this year.
I think Dak right now is one of the, forget about quarterback, he's one of the better players in the league.
He's played, I mean, coming off that ankle injury, it's surprising to see how he's played.
And dude, he's fantastic. I mean, but like, dude, look who he's throwing to.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, Zeke Elliott, and now Pollard is now in the mix.
But Gallup's been out a few weeks here, so he's going to get Gallup back eventually. Pollard is going to be a starting running back soon somewhere.
And he should have been years ago coming out of college. But I hate both these coaches. Hate them both. So backing Joe Judge in this spot, I don't love, but the numbers show he's at least been successful against his own division. Yep. So that's why I'm backing him there. All right, so 2 more games. I give the PP out on that one? Okay, cool.
Yep,
I just want to make sure. Sunday Night Football, Dan. Chiefs, Buffalo. This is what I had for a quick write-up here. The Bills have been excellent. They're averaging 39 points a game. They shut out the Dolphins, obviously the Texans. I don't know what that means, but they lost to Pittsburgh week one. Against the Chiefs, their last 6 meetings, they're 1-5. One of them was the playoff game, so they covered that. But the Bills, when they play in Kansas City, very successful. 5-2 against spread last 7.
Yeah, give me the PP, the Chiefs -2.5. Absolutely love this play. Again, let's go back to the strength of schedule. When the Bills played someone who was kind of, you know, decent in the Pittsburgh Steelers, they lose and lose big, 23-16. They beat the Dolphins when Tua gets hurt on the third play of the game. The Dolphins actually moved the ball quite a bit in that game. They just couldn't score. They beat the football team, who I've already talked about, I don't think is very good, and they beat the Texans. They played how many top 5 teams there? 0. The Kansas City Chiefs have played the Cleveland Browns with a win. The Baltimore Ravens, they lost by a point on the road.
Yep.
The Chargers, who you say is the top 5 football team in the AFC, in a divisional game.
Lost.
So they played 3 top 5 football teams. The Bills have played 0 in their own conference. Again, we're just talking about conference play.
You think it's right, though, right? They should be favored.
Chiefs? I think I would make this number Chiefs minus 5.5.
Oof.
I think you see what happens to the Bills. You're dominating bad teams, but when you faced half decent competition, you blew it. You're up 10-0 in the first half against the Steelers. You allow 23 points in that second half. You blew it. I look at this Bills team and I say, okay, they're good. I'm not trying to sit here and tell you the Buffalo Bills are not good. That's not what I'm trying to say. I'm just saying they're a little against the number right now. They're being a little bit overrated. The look ahead in this spot was 3.5. And, you know, right now, the Buffalo Bills are getting 84% of the bets. 84%. I mean, I know Kansas City's 2-2, but their strength of schedule's probably got to be near the top 2 or 3 in the league right now. So I'm pretty surprised. The Kansas City Chiefs, after the Bills, get at the football team, at the Titans, the Giants, the Packers, at the Raiders. You could make an argument that the Packers are good, but they have a good chance of going 4-0 there.
I like your argument, but let's bring something else up, though. They give up a ton of points. You don't think Josh Allen's going to be able to throw on this team as well?
I do think that Josh Allen's going to be able to throw. I think the Buffalo defense is severely overrated.
They have not been tested. Now, Pittsburgh, I got nothing for you on that one.
I mean, the football team put up 21 against the Buffalo defense, and Ben Roethlisberger put up 23. But
Jalen Hurts threw for 300 yards last week, too, against the Chiefs.
Well, that's fine, but Jalen Hurts is in my opinion, a good quarterback.
If you want to throw, hey, man, look what the Chiefs have done this year against competitive teams, and they've almost won them all, I'm in on that one. I just think that, like, this is going to be a who can get a stop late. And I haven't seen the Chiefs be able to do it. And really, have we even seen the Bills? Because all they do is dominate. Against bad teams.
I would consider an alternative spread in this one. I would take maybe the Chiefs minus 10, minus 7.5, wow. Something like that. Yeah. I don't think this is going to be as competitive as people think. Again, the Bills have played one competitive football team, and they lost at home after being up 10-0.
All right, who's the official? We got to get the official.
Okay, fair enough. I agree with that.
What has been the trend for primetime games? I mean, unders have hit. So I guess if you look at the total here, is that something to look at? Because both teams we think are going to score. It's 56.5, 57 points.
Yeah.
A lot of points.
It's a lot of points.
So unders have been hot.
So it looks like Carl Sheffers is going to be the ref this week. By the way, not great for your Vikings bet. Do you know who has the Vikings in this
Cleet?
Week? It is our friend Cleet. Bill Vinovich gets the Bill Vinovich, whose crew is so horrible, gets the Packers Bengals game this week.
Oh, that's the game.
Oh, I know.
Dude, that's the one that that's the squarest play of the week. You know that?
Oh,
the square play of the week is definitely Green Bay minus 3.
I think it's Buffalo and Green Bay. I think those are the two. You want to talk about the square of the squares this week? It's crazy to me how much everyone loves Buffalo. Again, they're coming off a game against Houston. Don't overvalue the week prior. Try and take an honest look at the week prior.
Revenge game of the AFC Championship a year ago. I do think the Chiefs should be favored, though, so I'll give you that one. One more to go here, Dan. Indianapolis is at Baltimore. Indy got their first win, 1-3 now on the year. Baltimore has played great. I mean, Hollywood Brown's turned it around now.
one game.
That throw last week was incredible, though, in that catch from him.
Yep, I agree with that.
So the Colts, 6-1 against the spread their last 7 meetings in Baltimore. So they've had success. Now, granted, this is Carson Wentz isn't having the greatest season whatsoever, but is 7 points too much here? To me, I feel like it's just a little too much to back a team. I know they're at home, 3-1. It's their second home game. They've battled, but I just feel in this spot maybe 7's a little too much.
Yeah, no, I agree. It feels like it's a little bit much. I feel like Indy probably they got their stuff together last week. Like they were much better against Miami. And again, it's Miami. But take a look at Indy's first 3 opponents: Seattle with Russell Wilson, so you know, different team. The Rams, as Mr. Sosi would say, in a game they lost by 3, and you know, on the road to the Titans in a tough divisional game. So I mean, this has been a team that has had really, really tough, a really, really tough schedule early on. So I do think that you also have to give it up to them a little bit and kind of take a look at that schedule. I really like was really impressed with Baltimore last week. Honestly. But I just I look at this and say, man, I think seven's a little much. I think this could be one. I think we'd be looking at a week where the spread matters quite a bit, which is very rare.
Dude, so funny. Here, cheap plug. Last night, weekly spread was on, and I pretty much mentioned if you like a team, generally bet the team if you like them to win.
Yeah.
And it could be a little different this week. Those numbers are... I just feel like a lot of the numbers this week, a lot of fives out there, just, you know, big spread like a seven on a primetime game, the 2.5, 3 on the Sunday nighter.
Like the,
you know, it was two and a half on Thursday night too. And
yep,
you know, you got the late touchdown there or whatever.
But. I mean, I have the Pats circled as one where I think the spread matters. I think that the spread ends up mattering in maybe one or two of these other close games. And I think that there's a good chance it matters in that Monday Night Football game too. So.
All right, Dan, we're out of here. It is the return of the hockey show. I believe the NHL season starts Tuesday night, and the Bees kick off, I believe, next Saturday. So Judd Surratt and Bob Beers are here.
Bruins over under 102.5 points this season, Judd. Who you got? Tell me who you got, Judd. I need to hear it.
I went under, but I did that last year too.
I know you did.
So I don't know, but anyways, we got the hockey
show.
Who's
the second line center?
Maybe he'll share his pick on that one coming up next. All right, Dan, Tyler Milliken, thank you, sir. Tom Morgan, of course, as always. Dan Lifshitz, follow us on Twitter. We'll give out some halftime plays today and tomorrow. How about that?
As usual.
All right, this has been another edition of the DraftKings Over Under Show.
Who you got?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.